You're listening to SIW Radio, the podcast series from SecurityInfoWatch.com. This is episode 57. I'm your host, Jeff Cole, editor of Security InfoWatch. And I have with me today two of the leading women in the security industry, Deborah O'Mara, who's the editor of Security Dealer and Innovator Magazine. Deborah, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I also have with us today Rihanna Daniels. She is the principal at Compass PR and a former leading editor and journalist in the security industry. Rihanna, welcome.
Thanks, Jeff.
Our topic today is the Women's Security Council, a great new group, and I'll let you guys tell us about it. Rihanna and Deb, what is the Women's Security Council? Can you share some history on this program?
Oh, certainly. Well, thanks for giving us the opportunity, Jeff, to kind of share our story. Obviously, the Women's Security Council is a new group to the industry. We recently launched officially at ISC West 2011 a couple weeks ago. And, basically this started as a simple conversation at the latter half of 2010, where a couple of women just came together and said, hey, you know, there isn't any great networking groups for us to be involved in. And with the, I guess you could say, the increase in the number of women in the industry, it seemed as though that there needed to be a group that would help foster networking and then also foster some mentoring opportunities for those new to the industry. So a bunch of us got together and we developed a founding committee and basically started off things in January in earnest and basically started out with developing a website, you know, getting together some events at ISC West. We partnered with Reed Exhibitions to be able to hold events in conjunction with their ISC West and ISC Solutions event. And, you know, basically the mission of Women's Security Council is to bring together a network of security professionals, both men and women, that will support the women in this industry to realize their potential as leaders. And, you know, we're focused on bringing in a number of different members. You know, we want our membership roster to include every stakeholder in the industry. So that includes integrators, monitoring firms, manufacturers, consultants, and end users. So, you know, really everyone who's involved in this industry, because everyone has a unique perspective on the challenges they've faced as they've climbed up the ladder and then also in their specific verticals, I guess you could say. So, you know, we're launching off and we've had some successful events at ISC West, which I'll let Deb kind of talk about a little bit more in detail. But we're really excited about being able to offer this to the industry. You know, we've had substantial support so far and we're really excited about moving forward.
Yeah, so yeah. It's just been less than a month since the ISC West show. Let's talk about what happened there for the Women's Security Council.
Right. It was quite a successful event. Our kickoff events at ISC West, we were just so pleased with the turnout that we had. First of all, we would really like to mention our sponsors of the first event, and it was just great that we had these manufacturers and others come out and help support the Women's Security Council. ISC events, Siemens, Milestone, Mobotics, and Next Level were the inaugural sponsors of our reception that we had kicked off on Tuesday evening at ISC West. And we had around 100 attendees at that kickoff reception. And it was great to have this kind of reception from those in the industry. We could tell that it's definitely an organization whose time has come, and we're really expecting great things because we know it's a network of women who want to help each other succeed in the industry, and we can all learn and from each other and mentor. And as I said, we had a great turnout at that reception. We also had our first educational session at ISC West, and we had about 60 attendees. And we were also quite pleased with that attendance number. It was interesting in each of our participants had a different but unique perspective We had Linda Manzello-Kier of Tyco, who came from the highly male-dominated advertising world. She talked about it as kind of a Mad Men kind of era, and she talked about her experiences. And then we had Joanna Sohovich from Honeywell, and Joanna has another different and interesting perspective. She comes from a naval background and from the automation side of Honeywell. And then we had Sandy Jones, who really is an icon in the industry. She owns Sandra Jones Company, a distribution firm, and she has been. She talked about her beginning in the industry with her husband's company, and said that she had to build credibility because people couldn't believe a woman was calling on them for business. So it was really interesting. I thought another interesting part of that session was the fact that when Sandy Jones asked how many attendees had been in the industry less than 5 years, and we had a majority of the attendees raise their hands. So I think it's quite indicative of the fact that the time has come for this kind of organization, and women are hungry to learn how they can be successful and how they can network with others. In addition to that, we talked about the fact that we're going to be moving forward into other endeavors at ISC Solutions. We're going to be doing webinars. We're going to be launching a more robust website at wscouncil.com. We have a LinkedIn group. We have a Twitter and Facebook account, so we just urge everyone to keep looking for updates at wscouncil.com.
Okay, wscouncil.com is a great place to get information on that. So is the chief goal of the group, is it networking or is it education, or how does that that mix?
Well, I think it's a mix of everything, Jeff, that you just mentioned. You know, definitely networking is really critical in this industry, and we're going to continue to have in-person events at both ISC West and ISC Solutions as we continue to grow the group. And I think in the future we'll probably also see some regional networking events pop up. But I also think, you know, mentoring is a really important component of our group. I think a lot of women, you know, probably if they're entering this industry or saying to themselves, how did I get in the security market? And, you know, we can really show the success of other women and how that they can, new people to the market can actually pave the same road to success. So I think that's really important. And then I think education is critical as well. You know, we're going to be launching our EWSC newsletter, where we'll have some educational articles that really talk to thought leadership and professional success. And then also, as Deb mentioned, you know, our WSC webinars, which will be kicking off early this summer. So it's really a mix of all three, and I think, you know, it's really critically important that we have that, because, you know, we could certainly just be a networking organization, but I think we need to provide more than that, and we're really aware. And one of the other things I wanted to mention that Deb had touched on is that we will be launching our fully robust website, hopefully within the next 4 weeks. And, you know, we'll have an online membership sign-up form on there, and we are going to be offering two levels of membership. One is a charter membership, and anyone who's a charter member can be eligible to be on the board, and then we'll also have a regular membership, which is a little more, I guess, a little less intensive in terms of what we will require from members. So you guys can look for that in the coming weeks. You know, we're hoping, like I said, to have that up in May. And I think, you know, we have a lot of exciting things going on. You know, as I mentioned before, the support that we've gotten from the industry has really just, you know, from a personal perspective, just blown me away. So I think the time is right for this organization. And Deb had touched upon a few things Sandy had said during the educational session. And the other thing that she had said to me is that the time is right for this organization. There are enough prominent women in the security industry right now to really make this organization work. So I think that's really an important point to get across. We're really at a great point in terms of, you know, having so many people in great roles that we can really make WSC an organization that will continue to grow in the coming years.
You know, you mentioned that this has been a male-dominated industry, and there's no doubt about that. I found it really positive that you mentioned that even though this is the Women's Security Council, you are looking for support from the men of the industry.
Mm-hmm. I think that's important, and we've actually had a lot of support so far saying, can I attend the networking reception? Can I be part of the group? And I think it's important because as this industry has been male-dominated, I think that all of those people are very supportive of the role that women are starting to play, especially as it becomes more prominent. So we want this to be not just a gender-focused group, but an industry-focused group, because whether or not a woman is successful in the industry, your mentor could have been a male in the long run. So I think it's really important that we all kind of band together and really support this growing market for everyone in the industry. It's really important that everyone bands together.
Yes, most definitely. I have to concur with that. I mean, because it has been a male-dominated industry, I think that we can learn a lot from the men, and vice versa. I think that it should be kind of a gender-neutral kind of organization that we're interested in furthering the industry and furthering our personal and business successes.
Mm-hmm. Great. And here's the mission for all of you who are listening in to this podcast from SIW Radio. I want you to go ahead and join them on LinkedIn, follow them on Twitter, join their Facebook page, and go to their website. That was what was it again, Deb?
WScouncil.com.
WScouncil.com, and join up and become a member and help support this new addition to our industry.
Yeah, there's one thing I wanted to add. Sorry, but we are a not-for-profit. I wanted to bring that into this conversation. And we are looking for ongoing sponsorships, and we're giving our sponsors some notoriety, and also, helping them further their organizations as far as how they are helping women succeed in the industry.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, open up your checkbooks, become a member, become a sponsor if you have the capacity. And certainly go out and support the Women's Security Council. Rihanna and Deborah, thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Well, this concludes episode 57 of SIW Radio from SecurityInfoWatch.com.